Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You never had to experience this.
How do you know?
I'm positive because you got a boat, you son of a bitch. God, I hate you for getting a boat for your birthday.
Wasn't like I went down to the boat store. It was a surprise.
Oh, wow. That makes it better, you dick.
What?
If you're a blue-collar guy, if you're a West Side guy, there has been a time in your life, if you have children, that you've wanted to give something to your kids that you can't.
A little pricey?
You can't afford it.
Okay.
Every father's been there. And, I mean, if you were raised that way, you can remember your father lying to you to save face when it came to this situation. Because, listen, you can tell any kid under the age of 7, you can lie right to their faces, and they will believe everything you say. And my daughter may have ruined something for a father who all he wants to do is have the pride of his children.
All right.
So, friends of our family I've known for years. The guy is not very well off.
Yeah.
It's just how it is.
Most of us ain't.
I'm not trying to be a dick. So his daughter is playing with my daughter. She leaves. We go to get lunch.
No.
And Stella, we're driving by Chuck E. Cheese, and Stella goes, my six-year-old, Daddy, Chuck E. Cheese is still there. And I go, yeah? She goes, she says her friend's name. She said that Chuck E. Cheese burned down.
Burned down? It's an awful image to put in your child's head.
I go, what? She goes, Chuck E. Cheese burned down. I go, no, Chuck E. Cheese didn't burn down. It's right there. It's open. Chuck E. Cheese is on. And I realized what I did. This dad told his daughter that Chuck E. Cheese burned down.
Well, Chuck E. Cheese is a very expensive place to take your kid.
Yes. But this father, there's a reason why he told his daughter Chuck E. Cheese burned
down. Because he wanted to pay $50 on a pizza and tokens.
You got it. And I get it. I get it. But I have told my daughter that Chuck E. Cheese did not burn down. And the image of Chuck E. Cheese burning down is so traumatic to her that when she saw Chuck E. Cheese, she realized it's not burned down. Okay. So I know, next time she sees this girl, she's going to tell her Chuck E. Cheese ain't burned down.
Okay.
And this daughter's going to go back to her father. Daddy, Chuck E. Cheese has been burned down. And this facade of dad, who is the king of everything, slowly gets chipped away at 6 years old. And I do not know if I need to sit with my daughter.
She's not going to understand what you're going to tell her.
I think she will.
She's not going to understand how marriages work.
Not that.
And parenting.
Not that. But sometimes you lie to save someone's feelings. Sometimes you have to do
so
that.
So the next time you catch her in a lie, what's her excuse going
to
be?
Man, I was just trying to save your white, sensitive ass feelings.
Yeah,
mofo.
She's not going to be able to tell the difference in lies.
Right. And she's going to use it against you.
Okay. That being said, I have a very soft spot for what this guy has done because I remember being a kid. My old man would lie his ass off.
Yeah, to save bank.
No, not to save bank. Well, I mean, he had it, but he spent it in the wrong places.
Well, he spent it the way he wanted to spend it.
Exactly, but he didn't want to look like a deadbeat.
Right.
So he would, I remember when we would go on road trips, right? Mm-hmm. We couldn't afford to stop and eat fast food on the thruway. Yeah. So, it's shut down. Oh, those people are working there. Oh, it's all construction. Like, the lies after lies after lies. And I can remember going to my great-grandmother's house in Dunkirk and telling her, you're not going to believe this. All the McDonald's on the thruway are under construction. And my dad nervously shuffling in the background. Yeah. So I don't want this dad's spot to get blown up.
All right.
I really think I have to sit down and explain this to my six-year-old.
I think you're making a huge mistake.
Yeah, because what's going to happen? Your six-year-old's going to go tell her friend that Chuck E. Cheese is there. Mm-hmm. She's going to go tell her dad. And then her dad's just going to say, oh, well, they must have rebuilt it. Like, he's just going to cover it up with another lie anyways.
Don't on him.
But then he's got to take her to Chuck E. Cheese.
So what? That's not your problem.
It is.
Jesus Christ, what are you going to start managing other people's wallets?
No, but this is also a life lesson for my daughter. This is a lesson that she could learn.
It's pointless. She doesn't need this lesson right now.
All right, while we're talking about
white people lie, she's going to have to figure that out on her own.
All people lie. All lies
matter.
222-6000, the lie you told your kids to save bank. Because we've all done it. We've all been there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Disney World is closed.
I remember I used to tell you, I used to hate having to go to church on Sunday morning, right?
Yeah.
So I go down and my father would be sitting there reading the papers, smoking a cigarette. Why don't you have to go to church? Well, I already went to Mass. So they have a Father's Mass at 6 o'clock in the morning.
That's a great lie.
Right?
That is a great
Father's Mass.
God, that's awesome.
And I bought it, right?
But if you would have told one of the folks at church, oh, did you see my dad at Father's Mass?
Right.
That would have chipped away at that facade, right?
Right.
It could be devastating to a kid. And I don't want this little girl to lose the respect of her father because, listen, he can't afford all these extravagant things like Chuck E. Cheese.
All right, but that's, you can't worry about the world, Pat.
Man, when you haven't, when you were raised the way...
I
folks,
was born in a ghetto.
Listen, man, you can't understand it. You got your boat. You grew up on the beach, right? There are guys at Gates.
And Pat's mama cried.
And Crease and Chi Lai that have a soft spot for this.
There's one thing Pat's mama don't need is another hungry mouth to feed in a ghetto.
Problem is,
ghetto.
If your daughter doesn't tell this girl, some other kid's going to be like, oh, I was just at Chuck E. Cheese last weekend.
Yeah,
oh,
man, they don't take food stamps, baby.
Then it's on them. It ain't on me. Okay. I don't want to be the one that blows it. Now, I'll be honest with you, too. I don't want to have to come face-to-face to this guy, with this guy, when he finds out my daughter's the one that blew it. And she's going to say, well, my daddy said it didn't burn down. So it's kind of on me, too.
No, it's not on you. You got more guilt about stuff. No wonder you're always so tense. You're going to have a heart attack before you're 40.
Bro, I do.
Worrying about some other guy's problem with his kid and eating a pizza.
I have a soft spot for a guy that loves his kid but can't give
him
everything.
Every guy loves his kid.
I know.
And most people can't give everything.
And yeah, you're right. But here's what you don't understand because you never had kids. Just because.
I had a boat. I was too busy boating.
Just because you can't afford it and it's nonsense doesn't mean you don't feel like a piece of crap because there are other people walking into Chuck E. Cheese. There are other people taking their kids on vacation. There are other people that are buying their kids a boat. It makes you feel like garbage. And as a kid, listen, in all honesty, as a kid, seeing other kids get stuff that you're not getting makes you feel like garbage and gives you less respect
for your
own.
Here's what
you
do then. You pull your kid aside and go, listen, don't bring up the Chuck E. Cheese because they can't afford it because they don't have enough money.
That's
the straight up truth.
I don't know if she'll understand that.
Well, what else are you going to tell her?
I don't think my daughter understands salary and money. Like, I think my daughter thinks that we all go to work and it's like communist Russia. We all get the same amount of stuff.
Well, under Obama kind of is, but let's not go there.
Like, she doesn't understand home sizes or cars.
So, you know, explain to her sometimes you lie to not hurt people's feelings?
It's the most simple thing.
No, it's not. That's complicated.
And she's going to ask follow-up questions. So you're going to eventually end up having to tell her why this dad lied.
You're going to have like a mini OJ trial on your hands. Better chill out, bro.
222-6000 is the phone number. Guy, father, daughter plays with my kid. They're not the most well-off.
Okay.
And daughter came over, told my daughter the other day the Chuck E. Cheese burned down. Without me knowing, we were driving in the car the other day. My daughter goes, Chuck E. Cheese didn't burn down. I go, no, of course not.
By the way.
This dad apparently told his daughter Chuck E. Cheese burned down because he couldn't afford to take her
there. Why would he come up with that lie? All dramatic things to tell a child. Oh, that place you love with that beloved little mouse, oh, he's burnt to death.
Sometimes he gets caught in the corner and you can say whatever you want, so you say
it. I mean, he could have just said it's closed or,
yeah, but then eventually it'll open in her mind. I guess you just got to get rid of it, wipe it out completely.
Yeah, burn it to the ground.
I get it. I get why he did
what
he did.
You're like Hitler marching into Russia. Just burn everything, man.
Burn the mouse. I mean, did you have this when you were a kid?
I thought the McDonald's on Ladder Road, I thought it didn't sell chicken nuggets until I was like 15.
Well, that was just smart thinking on your parents. They sell them little chubby thighs of yours.
Yeah, sorry, they don't make chicken nuggets there. So
That's awesome. Jinx! No, but like everybody's got that lie.
Oh, I was told lies constantly.
No, but it was never lies that would devastate you because your father was a deadbeat.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
All right.
Like, it's not so much that I want this. I just don't want this daughter to look less on her father. Because look at me right now, bro.
Oh, I am.
I am a product of a guy who does not like his old man.
Right.
I am a basket case.
Right.
I don't want that daughter to be the same person.
I understand that. But I don't think that's going to happen with this whole situation. Because, like, my father, even though he had money, he cried poor all the time about stuff. And why he did things a certain way on the cheap.
Okay.
Because my old man was spent on some things and not on others. And he cried poor. And when I got to the age where we have a nicer car than most anybody I know, but you say we can't afford to do this because he didn't want to do it.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure. You know, it is funny when you do come of age, because like I had the same situation with my old
man. You start piecing it together. Like, all of a sudden, this is not making sense.
Yeah, we got a hole in our roof, but you just went on a golf trip, and we have Bills and Browns season tickets. Like, how does this work?
Right, and the cable got cut off.
Yeah. Well, I'm the father, I do. Okay. Still doesn't make sense. Because I need new sneakers.
Right.
I need sneakers here.
Like, yeah, you didn't take care of the base stuff, but you went and had a good time. Your dad was so cool.
Yeah. 222-6000.
Loved to party with him back in the day.
Phone calls are coming in. This woman calls every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Chloe. She's a psychologist, and she normally tells me what I'm doing is making me a terrible parent.
All right. So this is good, but she's a pro.
I am fully expecting that to be the case right now. Let's talk to Chloe. How are you?
Hi, Pat. You are not a bad dad. So let me start with that.
Are you on speakerphone? I gotta pull you off a speakerphone, Chloe. I can't hear you.
All right, hang on a minute.
Right, don't be a little bitch. Just pick up the phone.
We're just doing a radio show. We'll wait for you.
Okay, hang on. I'm sorry.
All right, Chloe, I'm going to put you on hold and take somebody else, Chloe. Hold on one sec. Just get all off right. The speakerphone for
and
me.
She has brilliant advice, but she can't work the cell phone.
All right. Let's talk to female Chris. Hey, female Chris, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Good. Wow.
Bubbly little thing.
I actually have something a little bit different, but in the same retrospect. I am almost remarried. And
that's a weird way of putting it.
Yeah. we just took our children to Disney World, and my oldest daughter has another father, and he cannot afford to bring her anywhere and whatnot. So when we got back from Florida, he basically made her feel so awful and so terrible about going to Disney World that she does not want to go again.
So this is your ex-husband?
Yes, we were never married.
But you made a kid with this dude.
Baby daddy.
All right.
Baby
so
daddy.
He shamed her into not wanting to go back because he doesn't want to take her.
Well, yes, and she also missed like 3 days of school, so he made a huge deal about how, irresponsible and inconsiderate and, all these terrible things that we've done.
All right, Chris, but hold on. I mean, listen, I get that you want to give your daughter everything you can, but you do kind of have to look at it from the other side where this guy can't provide and you're essentially pantsing him with your new husband, right? Like, we're doing this and you can't afford it. I get why he's upset.
He's using his daughter as leverage, and that's not cool. That makes him a piece of crap.
That's not cool. He can be upset all he wants. It was a $7,000 trip.
God, but you're not, bragging about it, Chris. Listen
then
to you,
nothing
Chris.
To do with him.
Chris.
Wait, you spent $7,000 on a vacation?
I did not.
So his replacement spent $7,000 to take his
daughter. Oh, my God. I would never put it like that.
But that's what it is. That's how he sees
it. I've never spent $7,000 on a vacation. I spent $7,000 on a car.
I put it on a car, and that's what I did. But I'm not a single mom anymore, so I don't have to worry about that. But I just wanted to say that it's not just parents.
I hate you.
I'm sorry. It was magical. It was amazing.
For $7,000, everybody should have got their own private hooker for the weekend.
No wonder you're so bubbly. $7,000.
I'd be happy, too.
Chris.
So, yes.
I got to take some more calls, but thank you. I appreciate
it. Rainbow should shoo it out of your vagina with $7,000 vacation.
If I get divorced. Mm. And some guy did that with my wife.
But that's going to happen with you if you get divorced.
It's not going to happen. I'm not getting divorced.
But let's say you get divorced, okay. Right? And she falls in love with some chief of surgery at blah, 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 right? And he makes all this bank. And they got $7,000 to go blow on a vacation.
Okay.
And you're stuck now living at your brother's house in Gates. You're sleeping on the couch. Mm. You're going to hate that but you can't show that to your children.
All right.
You got to suck it up.
All right, give me a quick break. I got some folks on hold. Jimmy, I see you there. Chloe, I need you to sit for me for just a second. You can put it back on speaker. We'll get to you in a second.
Wait, Hoey Chloe? She's got to hold on.
Well, I want to hear what she has to say legitimately. And I do want to get back into
the mouths of hoes.
This woman is really pissing me off.
Which one?
The one that just called.
$7,000 vacation.
God damn it. How do you not see that your ex is going to be upset about that?
Right.
That's inconsiderate of you.
I don't know anybody who spends that kind of money on vacation.
All right, give me 180 seconds. We'll be right back in the break room on CMF.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.